Amber Tamblyn is
an actress.
She's in her mid 20s, isn't she? Or maybe a little older than that.
I think she's older.
Is she a little older than that?
I'll find that out.
No, she must be a little older than that. All right.
For the sake of your story, you're trying to make her.
So most people would know her from where? Where would you say most people would know Amber Tamblyn from?
I don't know.
Kevin, how?
Russ Tamblyn's daughter.
No, she was in a show for a while, right? I know she was on Mad Men for a little while. She's very good on that. But where would most people know Amber Tamblyn from?
General Hospital. She was Emily Quartermain.
But she was in some big primetime show, too, right?
She was in The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah,
Two and a Half Men.
That movie. Yeah, she was. But
Joan of Arcadia.
Yeah, Joan of Arcadia. She was in House for a little while. She's a very good actress. And she's married to David Cross, who's very, very funny.
She was born in 83, by the way.
So she is 33 or 34.
Okay, not doing math.
Right. All right. So, Joan of Arcadia, Sister to the Traveling Pants. She's got a good resume. So we had her on to talk about things.
She was in town for something or something was going on.
And I asked her about her recent marriage to comedian / actor David Cross. Because
do you remember how you worded it?
Just between you and I don't remember how I worded it.
Because I think you said something along the lines of, you know, so David Cross, a lot of people would say that you're kind of...
They wouldn't put you people together. They wouldn't put you and David Cross together, right? I said that.
And she goes, oh, really? Why is that? And you panicked.
No, I didn't panic. I said, because he's quite a bit taller than you are. When in reality, he's quite a bit older than she is.
But not even that. He's goofy looking. And she's pretty.
She's beautiful. And he's beautiful inside.
It was insensitive.
Well, you just said it this time, though.
Right. I felt it was insensitive.
No.
The way you said it. I said it with love. You said it in an insensitive manner.
That's what you were going for. I know you.
I was asking the question that anybody who ever saw them together thinks, which is, huh? Because she's very, very beautiful, and he's extremely talented, but not as beautiful, and we live in a society where that doesn't always hook up for us.
He's goofy looking. I'm sorry. I'm not saying he's unattractive.
Right.
Because when, you know, looks might be the first thing that attract you to someone, but then as you get to know them,
yes,
they become either more beautiful or
yes,
ugly.
Yes.
If they're not nice, if they're not funny, then all of a sudden
That's
the looks
true.
Don't matter anything to
That's
me.
That's true. That's very true. So it ended well. We were all friends in the end. She thought it was amusing. We all thought it was amusing. But why is she in the news, you ask?
Why is she in the news, I ask?
Amber Tamblyn says that James Woods, you know him, right?
Yes.
He's the guy who played a psycho in that one movie. Oh, wait, in every movie?
He's a good actor.
He's a great actor. It turns out, by the way, he's even weirder in real life than he is in any of the movies he's in. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. He's pretty crazy, James Woods. Well, now Amber Tamblyn says that years ago, James Woods tried to pick her up when she was 16, and he would have been around in his mid-50s.
Did anything happen?
Well, no, because I'll tell you the story.
Because can I just tell you, 16-year-old girls today,
yeah,
don't look like 16-year-old girls when I was growing up.
That part's true, but a guy in his mid-50s, let's say she looked 10 years older. She looks 25, 26. You still go, I'm 55, she's 25. That's still...
Age is only something on your birth certificate and driver's license.
So you'd be okay when you were 16 if you were in a bar with a friend and some guy who's in his 50s comes up and starts hitting on you. You'd be okay with that?
Well, it's not that I'd be okay.
I would be so weirded out by that.
Love knows no boundary, Bill.
James Woods, this is Amber Tamblyn speaking, you can tell by my impression. I do a lot of her voice work. Like
You're
if
very
she
good.
Shoots a film and can't come in to loop the film, they'll hire me to come in and do her voice. James Woods tried to pick me up and my friend in a restaurant once, Tamblyn claimed on Twitter. He wanted to take us to Vegas. I'm 16, I said, to which he replied, even better.
Okay,
that's
weird.
Where it gets even weirder.
Okay, that's bad, but just...
He knew she was 16. He thought, I liked you before, but now that I know you're 16, and I'm old and kooky, this romance just became even more sultry.
Yeah, I don't like to hear this now.
To back up and give context to this, this is from MSN this morning. Tambler's tweet was in reply to actor Armie Hammer's clap back. I know this sounds weird. It'll all make sense in a moment. At a shady tweet that James Woods, who is now 70, sent out, which is directed to Armie Hammer's upcoming romance movie. He's in a movie called Call Me By My Name, which is a gay romance movie. It's the first big Hollywood gay romance movie since the Western, since Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. That's cool.
But James Woods is extremely conservative, extremely conservative.
Is he playing a gay character?
So James Woods isn't in it. You mean Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer.
What?
Armie Hammer.
That's his name.
Arm and Hammer?
That is his name.
Armand. Armand?
Armand Hammer is his name. It really is.
His parents were cruel.
They named him after the first thing they saw in a refrigerator. My name would be K.O. Pectate if my parents did that. You know my brother Pepto-Bismol. Hi, nice to see you.
I don't know who Armand Hammer is.
Oh, he's where would you know him from? He was in the Lone Ranger. He was the Lone Ranger. He was one of the Winklevoss twins in
that helps.
You know the movie that's about the internet? The Net. What's it called? Not The Net. What's it called?
Are you talking about The Social Network?
Social Network.
It's about Facebook. I saw that.
So he was the internet. He was both of the brothers in that, wasn't he?
He's an old guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, he's not that old.
He's like 80.
I looked him up, yes.
No, the original Armand Hammer.
Oh, my God. You are making stuff up as we go along.
All right, the guy who's on baking soda, that guy's either old or dead. That guy's old or dead. But Armie Hammer, the actor, he's like 30.
Okay, that's not Armand.
No, but his real name is Armand Hammer. Armie's his nickname. He was named after the
I see Armie Hammer.
Yeah, he was named after the baking soda guy.
Is he related to the original Armand Hammer?
I think he is.
Well,
I think they just thought it was a novelty.
Oh, he's cute.
Armand Hammer, the old guy?
No. Well, they're both okay.
They're both all right looking.
One's living, one isn't.
Right.
I still don't think I know him, though.
I'm trying to think of what else you may have seen him in.
Army, A-R-M-I-E.
Yeah.
He has a twin?
All right, yeah.
What's his
Ball
name?
Ballpeen. His name's Ballpeen Hammer. I don't know where they came up with that name, though. All right, so the film, Call Me By Your Name, opens in theaters on November 24th, and it's already achieving critical acclaim at Sundance and this week's Toronto International Festival. It depicts the relationship between a 24-year-old and a 17-year-old man in Italy during the 1980s. So here's what James Wood said about the movie. As they quietly chip away at the last barriers of decency, he says, and then uses the hashtag NAMBLA. Do you know what NAMBLA is?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
North American Man Boy Love Association.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a group that feels it's okay for men and boys to be in relationships together. So their thing is, NAMBLA, is that it's okay for older guys to have an affair with boys of any age. In the movie, the characters are 24 and 17. But he's saying...
Okay, first of all, 7-year difference later on in life wouldn't make that big of a difference.
Right.
At this point, maybe it's not great, but it's a story they're telling.
Right.
They're
not
saying anything's okay. They're
so many of the movies that we all grew up with, if you look at them now, maybe you didn't realize the perversion factor that was involved. When I was a kid, I so looked forward to every once in a while in the 3:30 ABC 7 movie. They would show Summer of 42. And I loved it. I just thought that was one of the greatest movies of all time. I still like it a lot. But when I was a kid, I go, how about that? You're a teenage boy and Jennifer O'Neill shows up on your summer island and loves you and has an affair with you. That's a good day at the beach, literally.
How old was Hermie? Was he a teenager?
I think he was 14 or 15, maybe?
Story they're telling. They're not necessarily saying, hey, everybody should do this.
But then as I got older, I started to realize, oh, maybe this isn't good. You know, it's still a good movie. It's a well-crafted movie. But the fantasy aspect of it that you have as a kid kind of melts away when you get older and you go, oh, if I was the parent, because then I became the age of the parents of Hermy. And I go, oh, that's not good.
Isn't that your band name, Hermy's Parents?
Parents of Hermy.
Oh, just that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How's that going for you?
And then there's been so many movies like My Tutor, which was
about... He was 15 at the time.
Yeah. The character of Hermy. Gary Grimes, is that the actor?
I don't know, Bill. You know, you're causing me a lot of lookups here.
I'm sorry.
You have an iPhone now.
Yeah. I'm not talking to it until it speaks British to me. Then I'll talk to it. I think it was Gary Grimes and Jennifer O'Neill.
All right. I can't figure that out.
Hermy's friend's name was Oski. Remember
him?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oski Meyer, wasn't it? He was friends with Armie Hammer.
Everyone in this story, their origin takes place in a refrigerator. All right.
They had a Minute Maid, too.
So, all right. So James Woods criticized this movie and criticizes Hollywood. Oh, they've taken away the last barriers of decency in Hollywood. To which Armie Hammer says to James Woods by way of the Twitter, didn't you date a 19-year-old when you were 60? Woods had indeed, it says in the story, been linked to women decades younger than him. In 2007, James Woods began dating a 19-year-old named Ashley Madison. Isn't that the website have affairs?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it is.
That's
right?
How he got hooked up with her.
Yeah, through that website, right.
I am Ashley Madison.
The real one. That relationship lasted for over 6 years.
Really?
Or a third of her life, yeah. After the two split, James Woods, who was then 66, began dating a 20-year-old Kristen Bogas. Bogas. That was in 2013. Woods has yet to respond to Tamblyn's allegations that he tried to pick her up when he was, how old would he have been?
55.
Late 50s, mid-50s, and she was 16. However, since the exchange, James Woods has blocked Armie Hammer from his Twitter account.
That is the ultimate insult when you get blocked.
Yeah. I can imagine.
You know, seriously, is it James Woods has nothing going on? Is this why he's getting himself into the limelight again?
Over the last couple of years, he's gone out of his way to be very critical of anything that's not...
Isn't he a huge Trump supporter?
I don't know if he's a huge Trump supporter. I know he's a very outspoken Republican, so I don't know if that equates itself to being a Trump supporter or not in this particular instance. But he's had quite a chip on his shoulders the last couple of years, you know? And really, seriously, a very good actor.
He is a really, really good actor.
Casino, Once Upon a Time, Videodrome. Trying to think of what else people would know him from. He's been in so many movies. Did you ever see The Onion Field?
Yes.
That's such a great movie. He's so good in that. And he always plays a guy that even when you think, oh, here's kind of a normal fella. Nope. He'll shock you.
He is kind of friends with Donald Trump.
Oh, is he?
He tweeted once, James Woods did, Trump chatted once with my mom at an event, a true gentleman.
No. Oh.
Well, so he's a fan.
Yeah. All right.
But not a fan of this movie, evidently.
And I don't think he is. Well, I guess he could have now because it's been playing film festivals. But this movie's not in general release yet. So he would have had to have gone out of his way to attend a screening of this movie at a film festival. He probably knew what he was getting into. They're not secretive about the content of this movie.
I bet you he didn't even see it.
Right.
I get the impression he didn't.
He's just commenting on the fact that Hollywood would be so daring as to make this movie. But they said that about Brokeback Mountain. Brokeback Mountain's an excellent movie.
It's a beautiful.
Fantastic movie. Yeah.
He's just trying to get himself noticed,
maybe,
I think.
Maybe.
Criticizing Hollywood, you know. Oh, can you do something better? Well, in fact,
right. Yes,
I can.
But he is one of these actors who keeps saying, I'm not getting hired because of my political affiliations. So,
you know,
is there any validity to that?
No, because if you're a kick-ass actor and you bring in box office results,
right.
I don't think anybody cares which way you lean politically.
Right. It's money-based.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's nice to, you know, have an excuse.
Right. But you know how Tim Allen did that? Oh, ABC fired me because I'm not in line with their politics.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't think so either.
Although that one I'm confused with because he was getting ratings on that show. That one does confuse me.
Yeah, but there's been other shows that have been as highly rated or higher rated that they've also just kind of said, well, it ran its course. We had it on for enough years. We've got a syndication package in place. We'll make our money off syndication. Let's move on to something else, which is, I think, what they did with him. I think so.
Was that ever picked up? Because I know that everybody was talking about it being picked up somewhere else.
No, nobody took it.
Just curious.
All right, we'll talk to Judy Pilak and find out what's coming up in the news next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
Thank you, Jude.
Absolutely.
I don't want to get serious here.
No, you can. This is valid.
Everyone loves you here, so go ahead.
Well, it's a strange story that you just reported on in the news, and I've kind of been obsessed with and reading about. Kanika Jenkins, a 19-year-old girl, left her house late at night. I've heard conflicting reports. At first, I had read that she told her mom she was going to a bowling party or something. Turns out they went to this hotel in Rosemont, and from what I understand, Kanika had done some drinking. She was there with some friends. The story I read is they were all leaving together. They were on a party in a room, on the ninth floor. And Kanika Jenkins forgot her keys and her wallet. So her friends allegedly said, well, I'm going to go back in the room and get all your stuff. When they returned, she was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So they looked around. They didn't know what to do. Reports are that the friends of Kanika Jenkins called Kanika's mother and said, we can't find your daughter. It's really weird. We're going to drive her car home, and we just wanted to let you know. Well, so I was talking to my husband, Jimmy Mack, about this, and I said, if you're missing a friend of yours, I would check with the hotel. I would call the police. I would, even though I'm underage, I would do any of those first before I would worry a mom that, hey, we lost your daughter. It just seemed like a strange call to me. She was found in a freezer in the hotel.
Yeah.
Reports are saying that this was kind of a, they were doing some rehab work at the hotel, so there was some construction going on, and this freezer was not really accessible. You could get to it, but it kind of took a little doing to get to. And Kanika's mom is saying something's up with this because
they ruled it an accident, right?
Well,
they didn't rule it an accident?
I don't think they've ruled it anything yet.
No?
They haven't, because somebody is saying, and I don't know, I guess the police at this point were assuming that she got drunk, wandered into this freezer.
Yeah.
But now there are reports that the freezer wasn't in use, so they don't even know if the freezer was on. The mom is saying, you know, I got to the hotel at 5 in the morning after receiving a phone call at 1:30 in the morning from my daughter's friends, and the hotel was not being very helpful. And they said, well,
and I'm sorry, how many hours later did she get there?
4 and a half?
Yeah, I mean, it was still early in the morning, and they found her body like that next day at midnight. I mean, you know, it just seems weird to me that something is going on. I understand the mom's freaking out, and that's what the police are saying. You have, and the hotel is also saying, you have a mom who's distraught, obviously, because she can't find her daughter. I'm not pointing fingers. I don't know the whole story, but it seems like if I was at the hotel, I would go, okay, let's see what we can do to find your daughter. They weren't helping enough. So Kanika's mom and family members were going door to door knocking on
hotel room doors.
Yes. Yeah. Saying, have you seen? And that's not right either. But at this point, she's freaking out and feeling like she's not getting any help from the hotel. They ended up going through the video. The police are saying we haven't revealed what that video has shown us at this point. But the mom's saying to get into this freezer was kind of not like you could mistake it for a hotel room, because you had to walk through a construction area. And the doors were pretty heavy, so it's not like you'd think you were exiting the hotel. Or it just seems there's something fishy about this.
Yeah. But I mean, but if you're really drunk,
you're not thinking clearly.
You're thinking, oh, this door is heavy, but, and you know, the one clue we have is that she left her keys, apparently, from what her friends say. She left her keys and her wallet there and walked out without them.
that's the story that they're the kids saying, are saying. Right, we yeah. went back in to get it.
Right.
But
and
why?
You know, kids, they're going to, they'll get the, yeah, it's, there's way too many variables here and we just don't know enough.
But,
we just don't know.
Okay.
Enough.
And also, I don't know how many girls allegedly walked back into this hotel room on the ninth floor to get her keys and wallet. But if you
it
knew
it sounds
your
like
friend,
all of them.
So why
for
didn't
her?
Somebody right. stay with the drunk friend?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just seems,
something's not adding up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday on one of the news, the 10 o'clock news shows, I don't remember which one because I was switching around between a baseball game and a football game and this, but they were saying that police are investigating to determine whether or not this was an inside job, but they didn't explain what exactly inside job meant in this context. Does that mean her friends are under suspicion or the hotel people are under suspicion
yeah,
or
that
who?
Could, it could mean anything. It could mean her friends or it could mean a hotel employee.
They're just very inside nonspecific on
yeah,
what that
Yeah, inside job generally means someone who would know yeah, where that
but
was. And
but they weren't tipping as to who that could be.
Because right. they can't release that information yet, evidently,
no,
as they do an investigation. And there was a Facebook Live video of the party going on, and they've identified people that were at that party and are speaking to them, which, you know, in a weird way, it's like, careful what you put on Facebook Live or your Facebook page, but it's got to be so helpful to the police.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, people are so stupid that they post their crimes on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was the all the video of that the guy that they had held in a apartment somewhere here in Chicago. He was maybe he'd been mentally disabled. Remember?
Yeah.
And they filmed it all.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
put
yeah.
It up. Like they're so stupid.
The two people who yeah, a guy and girl who were
girl,
beating
yeah.
him
and beating
and
him
you
and
were
holding
in here,
him against his will.
There was one day about a month and a half ago that you weren't here, and we played audio. We couldn't show the video for obvious reasons. It's radio, but. Of somebody who was drowning, and these kids were watching it,
and
now they're prosecuting
him.
Those kids, rightfully so. Yeah,
I mean that's the worst thing is taunting. I mean, I
that was a horrible.
But that's where Facebook Live and stupid people are great for the police.
Right. And we've known since the beginning of time that mostly criminals are stupid.
Yeah,
they're just not. They're not bright, and so this is working for police.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious to see what transpires with this Kanika Jenkins because just I know I've been thinking about it a lot because just the sheer fear of getting a call at 1:30 in the morning from your kid's friend saying we can't seem to locate your daughter.
Yeah,
that is just.
But I'm wondering why didn't the mom run right over?
I don't.
There was some. There was a time lapse
yeah.
that I don't understand.
But we were hours.
You know, maybe she called the hotel and said something. Maybe she doesn't drive and had to get a ride. I mean, we don't
yeah,
know
there you
all
go.
The
You're right. We don't know why
situations.
Maybe they thought they knew where the daughter went, or who knows. I mean, there are like you said, there's so many unanswered questions.
I feel like
they're gonna. We'll have answers quick in this one.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Did you say her telephone was also left behind in the room along with her wallet, or did she?
That I don't know. I saw wallet and. And keys.
Because can't you use the cell phone? Can't you use somebody else's phone to locate your phone?
Yeah, if they have that feature turned on, the
right.
Find My Phone app.
Yeah.
I think she did leave her phone, too, I think.
Yes.
That's what
I'm
mean.
I'm not sure, 100% sure. And I feel like she did, but...
I don't know. I just would like to see this solved, and I have another question to throw out there, and I think... I don't know what it's called, but I think there's a law... Like, all right, if you're under 21 and you're wasted and you're at a hotel, obviously you're thinking in your head, I don't want to get the police involved because I'm underage.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't there some law, I know, like
the Good Samaritan law? Something like that. But yeah, that you will not be prosecuted. If someone's life's in danger,
yes.
You will not be prosecuted for being, you know, especially for being drunk.
So you're talking in regards to her friends.
Right. Her friends could have called. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But most kids, sadly, have no idea that that's the case.
But that's why I want to get that out there, because I know a lot of heroin overdoses. People are scared to call 911 because they're like, oh, I don't want to
get
in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. You will not get in trouble anymore. That is a law in Illinois.
Yep.
All right. That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious to find out what happened because it just breaks my heart.
It's so
and
sad.
I did some stupid things at 19 years of age,
yeah.
too, where, you know, perhaps I was overserved. And it just, you usually leave a friend there with you. So take care of your friends, people. That's all I'm saying.
And rest assured, I mean, they, with the way they you know, look at evidence these days, will know a lot of what happened. They're not just
sooner
gonna,
more than later.
Yeah, they're not just going to say, "Well, it looks like an accident." No, they're just going to tell
it just
us
seems
a lot. Yeah.
Fishy and
everything's. Yeah, the autopsy is going to just explain a lot, probably.
I feel sorry for the family.
Yeah, it's very, very
of course,
sad.
Very tragic.
You tell me. This is a tough transition because that's such a horrible story. The story about the nurses who got suspended from the Denver hospital, is that appropriate or inappropriate to talk about right now?
No, we can talk about it now because, again, it's like stupid people. That was mixed in the story, too, when you put stuff up on Facebook Live or on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Five nurses have been suspended at a Denver Health Medical Center after admiring a patient's genitals, including after he had died. This is a story that we all suspect probably happens once in a while, but we like to trick ourselves into believing that it has never happened and it will never happen.
Have you had many surgeries?
I've had a very, very limited number of surgeries.
I've had a lot of surgeries, and I can't think about that because you wonder what's going on when you're out.
In all honesty, as afraid as I am of getting the colonoscopy, this does play into it just a little bit.
Bill,
have you not had a colonoscopy?
Not yet.
What do you think people are going to like make your butt a puppet?
Just so you know, my butt is already a puppet.
Well then,
hello, my name
they
is
will
Bill.
Be laughing. They will be having a good time at your expense. Why? You should just go in thinking that. Just go in knowing that. They're right. Laughing. They are definitely laughing at you for some reason.
They're going to draw faces
they, you know
on
what?
Parts of my body.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's going to be on the internet.
Kicks.
And
what,
Ted
they,
Cruz
you know?
Is going to download it and put comments
and
on
like it.
I've had a couple knee surgeries. I've had some an ovary removed. So I just make sure I'm freshly shaved and waxed and moisturized because I, you know, if you're sneaking a peek, I want to give you something to look at.
Nice. Yep. You should put a little card down there that says, hello.
Like what you see?
Like that. Yeah, right.
If you want more, visit my Facebook page.
Do that.
Just have the like symbol up and down.
Press here or here. Oh, no. Five nurses at a Denver Health Medical Center were suspended for 3 weeks after they admired a man's genitals, both while he was incapacitated at the hospital and then again after he died.
See, that's terrible.
Well, how did
the
they
ultimate
get caught?
Before and after pictures.
Another nurse caught them that wasn't involved in the viewing. Another nurse heard them talking about it and reported it.
Wow. Wow. The incidents occurred between March 31st and April 3rd.
Oh, it wasn't just a one-time deal?
No, this went on for several days.
Well, he was alive and then he was dead.
Yeah.
So
they had to have
maybe
one last
was
peek.
A day, yeah.
Let's say what was.
Maybe they went down to the morgue and
give our respects.
Well, maybe they had to remove a catheter or something, too.
I mean, how old was the victim?
I don't know, but now I got to see it. Are there
Wendy.
Any pictures?
You mean see
no.
it or just see the...
Don't even.
Oh,
yeah.
If five nurses are professional, I am no professional. If they're in awe...
Right. That's I'd why, like to that's take a why peek. I'm wondering what was going on with this guy.
It does not say how old he... It doesn't give any... it doesn't give his age or dimensions, if that's what you're wondering, you pervs. none of these incidents were reported until May 8th. So it took place between March 31st and April 3rd, but nobody reported it until May the 8th, according to Denver 7 News. In one of the incidents, the nurses opened a body bag to view the man's sex organs, a hospital official confirmed to the TV station.
Okay, well, someone had to say, get a look at this, because
exactly.
You're not just
yeah,
unzipping
I mean,
body bags.
You could see how this played out.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Someone who was there, maybe trying to save his life, and was like, whoa, Nelly, and then said to her friend,
wow,
it's a shame he died. You wouldn't believe what I just saw.
Okay.
And then, of course, the next, it was like, you know, it's like the hair commercial. She told two friends, and she told two friends.
And so on,
on
and so on, and so on.
Yeah.
officials discovered what happened after one of the nurses made a comment that was heard by another nurse who wasn't involved in the incidents. The nurse reported the matter, who in turn called the Denver police.
I believe the comment overheard was, whoa, Nelly.
Right. That's Judy paraphrased it, but it actually, Judy, turned out to be true. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly. That's how it would have sounded.
Denver Health Medical Center released the following statement to Huffington Post. Their actions, which violated our policies and our code of conduct, were promptly reported to appropriate government authorities, including the Denver Police Department and the Colorado State Board of Nursing. An internal Denver health investigation resulted in disciplinary action against those responsible for the incident, and the patient's next of kin was notified. How would you like to get that call? We have bad news and really bad news.
Right.
Your husband has died, but he was very well admired by our staff. His staff was well admired by our staff.
You went there.
Oh, Nelly there.
Officers who investigated said multiple staff members, to which I winked, viewed the victim while he was incapacitated, including after he was deceased.
Well, okay, first of all, the police?
The police.
What laws were broken here? Looking?
The peekaboo laws of 1866.
That's weird. No, obviously no laws were broken because that's why
It's invasion of privacy, isn't it? That's not
they were disciplined by the hospital, which is the correct action, but who called the police? This is weird.
The nurse that was not involved.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
That seems like the police should be called.
No, for what?
You don't think so? That's invasion of privacy.
They didn't touch him. They didn't...
They just took a peek.
I don't even know that. Gawking. Who says it's invasion? Who says that? First of all, they're accused. They weren't convicted.
Because that is not the policy. I think it's anti-hospital.
They broke hospital policy for yes. sure. But
they broke the golden law of nursing.
Yeah, I
no
don't
peaks.
Think. I don't think you can. I think it's illegal to
look
when someone's right. incapacitated. Yes, I do believe
maybe there's
that.
Some. Okay, maybe there's some sexual harassment.
That. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know
because this person was incapacitated and then
and
dead.
Then dead.
So I mean, he couldn't say, "All right, go ahead."
They right. are nurses.
Merry
they do
Christmas.
See things.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to gawk.
They're not supposed
okay,
to be.
Okay, they're what? So the gawking law? I mean, okay.
It's clearly invasion of privacy. You'll give me that one, right?
And
no.
I will give
listen,
you. I will
I'm so
give
glad
you
you're
some,
not a nurse.
I will give you some, sexual. No, it's probably more serious. It's a, you know, no, they are nurses. They can just say, what? I had to open the body bag
but
to
as a group,
make sure he was
when,
dead.
When they came, when five of them came into his room, he was out cold and they lifted up the blanket and. You know, they were all giggly.
Is that what happened?
And then they had a pillow fight afterward in the bed next
that's
to
that's what women do,
well,
Wendy.
Well, they went out and smoked a cigarette.
But see, that's
not in
just...
in Colorado.
If a nurse is doing something...
They went out and smoked a joint.
Yeah.
You know, if right. they're doing okay. some kind of procedure, but,
and that
you
was
know,
the second joint they
if you're laying thing. There and they just, you know, there's a guy nurse who comes in and just lifts your robe up
okay.
and goes, whoa, Nelly.
Right, and then says, come and take a look.
Yeah,
okay.
that's illegal.
I was thinking maybe he was there and, you know, they all saw it. I didn't realize they went in and
yeah.
lifted up the blanket.
Well, he was incapacitated, so...
10 cents a piece.
I mean, you
should
know,
have been more.
Yeah, but they could have. The next, you know, inch. you've got a couple shifts. The nurses come in and they do their duty, and then they.
And then it's extracurricular time.
Their dirty duty. That's just terrible.
They determined that there was insufficient evidence to prove that a crime was committed.
Don't they have cameras in rooms? I bet they do.
I don't think they have.
Again, I'm saying that being a nurse,
yeah.
you could probably get around it. There's
you think
probably
so?
It's very, yeah. very. It would be very difficult to prove.
I hear you couldn't get around it. That's why everybody kept looking.
We tried to get around it, but we couldn't,
oh.
officer.
Oh.
No, I'm saying, you know, being that they're a nurse, they could
right.
probably. Weasel their way
they
out of that
they could find
one.
A way to explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
They could say,
I needed to change his bedpan.
Right.
I needed to change his dressing.
I needed to go limbo dancing.
I needed
right,
to see
is
it.
The worst.
All
really,
right, anyway.
Bill.
So we knew there weren't going to be any criminal charges, but...
The matter was referred back to Denver Health to handle it internally. Hospital spokesperson Josh Rasmussen... described the discipline meted out against the nurses as serious. Well, 3 weeks is serious. Although, I think if I was a family member...
Oh, they're going to sue.
I think you should, right? But I guess you go, what harm was there at that point? But there is harm. Because to the general public, we like to think that nurses aren't doing this sort of thing. And 99.999% of the time, they're not. It's just these particular nurses in Denver did.
Yeah, but you're family member was violated in a way, so you would definitely, that would
yeah No, yeah. I have to at least give you that. Yeah, that would be a violation.
Yes.
And, I mean, think what the hospital, people are going to think twice before having their operation at that hospital.
Yes. At Milton Berle Memorial Hospital in Denver, Colorado.
Although now I have such a taste for a Denver omelet with a side of sausage.
I'm not touching that one.
Oh,
you're not a nurse.
You made it worse.
Four of the nurses are back at work. While the the 3 weeks came and went.
And are they giving the nurse who ratted him out dagger eyes?
I bet they don't know.
I bet, no, they would have to know the story played out, because they were talking about it and the one nurse overheard it. You don't think they'd know?
Well, maybe it was, in the cafeteria and they overheard it at the next table.
Maybe.
I doubt very much that they're going to identify who turned him in. But I think they should be fired.
If I was the family member, I would ask for that. I'd say,
that might come up.
I understand.
Perhaps.
How could the hospital say, okay, they've been 3 weeks?
They've served their time.
No, they haven't. They shouldn't.
That's what the hospital
They
would
shouldn't
say.
Be around their patients again. If I was the hospital director, there was no way any of those women would
wouldn't
come
this
back.
Keep
there are
you,
rules and laws and within every organization. It's not like you.
There's a union.
It's very difficult
to protect
if you just
you.
Fire people for, yeah.
Yeah, but this is not what a normal nurse would do.
Again, who knows what their defense was?
All right, so don't you think the hospital would want to fix this? Because if you lived in the Denver area and you had your choice of hospitals, wouldn't you go, I don't want to go to that hospital. That's
absolutely.
The one the nurses are always pointing and laughing at you.
We don't know that they were laughing.
I would just assume.
They may have been in awe.
They may have been in
Lenny
awe.
Lenny and I immediately went that route.
They may have been in awe.
Yeah, they were in awe. That's what we want to think. I didn't think about the other
So four part. Of the nurses are back at work. The other nurse is no longer at the hospital. It says, though, she was not terminated.
She
just decided this wasn't good for her. The hospital apologized for the nurse's actions in a statement to Huffington Post, saying, and I quote, "Denver Health is truly sorry that this happened. This incident is not an appropriate representation of the high-quality care and compassion our clinical staff strives to provide to our patients."
Then why are you keeping the nurses there if you're saying this goes against what we believe in?
Right.
I'm sure their hands are tied.
That's extra. That costs extra, Judy. I wouldn't go to this hospital, and it's making me rethink my colonoscopy.
I think you should get your colonoscopy.
I'm still confused. Were they
There'd
making
be pictures of me on the internet within seconds of me entering the hospital?
And then James Woods would have some comment to say about it.
Thanks, Hollywood, for showing us this. Not Hollywood.
Oh, God.
Chicago. Come on,
James
Woods.
Maybe they make house calls. Maybe you can have one in the privacy of your own home.
All right.
How come they can't do home colonoscopies?
Oh, God forbid something happens. They need to have...
there's a baby kit. Births at home?
You can send away for
That's
a kit.
True.
You know this, right?
What, I'm you're going to do your up. Own?
It is essentially a you provide them bodily fluid samples.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's
we had the proctologist on, if that's what they're even called anymore, and he said that's...
You got to go and get a real one.
Got to get... Yeah.
So your fear is
I have 1,000 fears involved with this, but I understand how important it is, but I've put it off for 3 years already. I got to do it.
Quit putting it off. Put it in.
I tell them you
put
said that?
Put it in, put it up, get it done.
Right.
It's no big deal.
Right.
The hardest part is the fasting the day before. And you know what? You could go a whole day without eating and not think about it. But when they say don't eat, all of a sudden, all you want is to eat.
And you don't have to drink the whole thing that they give you.
Oh, you don't?
Which really made me mad.
I had the pills, which they have outlawed.
See, I did the juice or whatever, and I almost drank every drop, but I couldn't get through the last little bit. And when I went in, the nurse was like, "Oh, you drank half of it. That's fine."
Yeah, that's all you need.
Well,
you
wanted it
so much easier.
I'm going to go in December,
but I will
we'll live stream it.
My
WGN
doctor
Plus.
Did say right before I went into La La Land, he was like, "You want to watch? You can watch right
now." Oh,
on TV.
No,
because we were kind of friendly, and I was
"Why would you want to watch that?"
But he was being funny.
Oh, thank
but I
God.
Thought now that you mention it, he was probably laughing the whole time. Yeah, he was doing something. He was.
My
laughing.
Brother-in-law did not get put out when he had his done. He opted out of being put out.
I don't. Why? Understand
why would
why
you ever do
that?
He doesn't like the gas. The sensation is just too much for him. So he goes, "No, I'll be fine."
And what was
he said? He said it was traumatic.
I'll bet
it's very traumatic.
I don't want any part of that. I don't want to remember anything.
Because now they put it, it's no gas, it's intravenously, and you're allegedly in twilight state,
right.
Which I never saw any of the movies, so I was really confused.
Well, you were laying there, and the next thing you know, you're in the room, waking
right.
up. You don't
right,
remember
I don't remember
yeah.
anything.
No.
Were you Team Jacob?
Yes. Oh. And I got the endoscopy as well, because I figure I'm out.
Yeah.
Bring
Do
it
all.
On.
Yeah, give me the, rotate my tires. Give me an oil change.
And the best part of it is having breakfast the next morning because you feel fine.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, you feel fine.
Yeah,
you're
nothing. No side effects whatsoever.
All right.
I know. I'm
I
up
trust
again,
you.
Too. I
Judy and I'll
window.
Take you.
Yeah, come on in with me, you guys.
Yeah, I'll
It'll be fun. We'll do a whole show one. That'll
I told
great.
You, Dave Kaplan, and he brings this up all the time. He and his wife had
couples colonoscopy.
Yes.
Only Dave Kaplan could do that.
Ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. All right, let's take a break. Thanks, Jude, for hanging out. We'll take a quick break and then we'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
She sounds so pleasant.
She sounds like you. I think that actress is trying to be you, is what I think. All right, that's it for today's show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. Tomorrow, another one of these. They just keep coming.
Another one of these shows?
Another one of these shows. The Wednesday version of this very show takes place tomorrow. We hope you'll listen. Until then, goodbye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.